the right dog for you. So you're ready to bring a new family member into your household. You've decided to get a dog. Choosing what kind of dog to get is a very important decision. There are over 300 different dog breeds, and each of them has its own unique temperament, appearance, and set of needs. Here are some things to consider. Do you want a dog that is easily trained or strong-willed? A dog that needs lots of activity? Or a dog that is content to be left alone for periods of time during the day? All little puppies are adorable, of course, but they grow quickly, and some of them grow a lot. Find out what the size and height of the adult dog will be before you bring the cute puppy home. And keep in mind that some little dogs still need lots of room to run around and burn off energy. The advantage of getting a puppy, aside from its irresistible cuteness, is that you can raise it by yourself from the beginning. The disadvantage is that training a puppy requires a great deal of time and patience. Busy families should keep in mind that puppies cannot be left alone for more than a few hours at a time. They need plenty of trips outside, frequent meals, and lots of interaction with people. Being a responsible owner means considering your dog's lifelong health care needs, whether for preventive care or for those unexpected accidents that might take you by surprise. It is sensible to consider pet health insurance. In general, there is no significant difference in temperament between male and female dogs. So, have you made a checklist of the characteristics you're looking for? Go to the alphabetical list of breeds online and start your search for the right dog for you. Take your time and you will get what you had hoped for.